It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we've wrapped up the trading for the first week of December, and you know, surprisingly enough, December brought some pretty good performance as far as the grains were concerned. Solid gains as far as wheat and corn are concerned. We're also seeing some decent movement in soybeans. We'll talk about the week's performance after this break.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
Well, we wrapped up the first week of trading for December, and we had some pretty good strength in the Kansas City wheat market. That led the gainers, followed by corn, and then by Chicago wheat. Looking at the performance, we actually saw wheat straight a little bit on the higher side, mainly because of concerns about Russia production, as Russia's wheat crop is now rated at some of the lowest levels it's seen in 23 years. We're also starting to hear a little bit of issues with Australia's crop as rain has moved in for the last part of their harvest, causing their quality to take a pretty big drop. And with a likely about a third of the crop now coming in as only feed quality. As far as corn saw a good rally at the end of the week, mainly because of expectations that USDA is going to see a friendly report in the December crop production report. Increasing exports is really what they're looking at. So that helped to pop the corn market higher. Soybeans just kind of continue to waffle back and forth as we're seeing strong demand, but we're also seeing no threat from South America's weather. By the time we wrapped it up, we saw Minneapolis wheat gaining 4 to 5 cents, while Chicago was up 8 to 9. Kansas City was up 13 cents. Over in the corn market, we finished 5 to 7 cents higher. We did see soybeans gain 3 to 4 cents. Soybean meal was a little bit weaker, down $4 to $5. Soybean oil gained back some of its strength. It was up $1.15 to $1.25. And canola saw good strength because of a friendly Stats Canada report. It jumped $32 to $35. As far as the meats are concerned, we struggled this week. Profit taking kind of set in and pushed the cattle down. Live cattle finished down a buck, while feeder cattle were down $3.50 to $4. And lean hogs also saw some small gains, up a dollar or so. In the outside markets, crude oil was down 45 cents. Gold was down $24. The dollar was up almost 0.2 of a cent. And we saw the Dow Jones lose close to 250 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.